The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Sprint Car Report for Tuesday, June the 21st. We'll talk with two-time defending champion Greg Hodnett as the 21st annual Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Weeks rolls off on Saturday, June the 25th. That's all coming up next here on the Sprint Car Report, brought to you by the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The IZOT IndyCar Series returns to the Magic Mile for MoveThatBlock.com Indy 225 on August the 14th. Tickets starting as low as $35. For more information, log on to NHMS.com or call the ticket office at 603-783-4931, 603-783-4931. And by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, located just outside of Turn 2 at the famed Knoxville Raceway.
You see, Lou is just a hardworking guy with a great love for NASCAR Sprint Cup. Every day, Lou comes home from work looking for that special package. His tickets for New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Wait, there goes Lou. He leaps out the door, down the driveway, into a full sprint. He's now at the back stretch. The mailbox is in view. He stops, he waits, he looks, he opens.
The New Hampshire Motor Speedway tickets are in! Yes! Yes!
It's more than just a ticket. It's total access to an unforgettable experience. NASCAR is coming July 15th through 17th to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Lennox Industrial Tools 301. See Edwards, Earnhardt, Johnson, Gordon, and the Busch Brothers as all the top NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway July 15th through the 17th. Tickets start at only $39. Three-day mega tickets are only $99. We have on-site camping. Buy your tickets now by calling 603-783-4931. That's 603-783-4931. Or go online at NHMS.com.
Isn't it time you put a little fun in your mailbox?
And welcome back to the Sprint Car Report here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Coming up on Saturday, June the 25th, it's the start of the 21st annual Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Week. And we're joined now by the current two-time defending champion from Thomasville, Pennsylvania, Greg Hodnett. Greg, always a pleasure to talk with you, and I know Speed Week's a big deal here in Central Pennsylvania, but go back to your early days, back when you were Rookie of the Year with the World of Outlaws. Do you recall your first time coming to Pennsylvania, and after hearing about all these tracks, what was it like the first time that you rolled in to the Keystone State and took on the Pennsylvania Posse?
I was working for Doug Wolfgang in 89, and he was driving the 8th D car. So I worked for those guys that summer, and then I came back, I think, in 91 for a couple races, and again in 93 when I was the full-time rookie on the World of Outlaws Tour. So a couple times I came in, just a little bit awestruck. The tracks are so compared to what I've been used to growing up are so big, and now they, you know, they don't seem big at all, but at the time, you know, more stands, bigger tracks, enormous amount of talent competition, always thought, you know, those things are pretty intimidating for an 18-year-old.
How long did it take you to get accustomed once you started coming back with the Outlaws on a regular basis, and then when you moved here to running here in Central Pennsylvania?
Not too long. Actually, the Memphis Motorsports Park, when they built that, and I believe it was 89 also, it was very similar to the shape and size of Williams Road. So when we started running that, I think in 87 or 89, we ran a 360 on that. So it wasn't quite the speeds that you run with a 410, but it was still pretty decent. So the track kind of wasn't too bad to get acclimated to, and it just took a little bit. I think we were very fortunate the first few times that we came in to run well. Didn't win any races. Obviously, it's very tough to win any races at Outlaw shows in the Grove. At the time, I think we're still running Lincoln, Susquehanna, Hagerstown. I don't think Ford had an Outlaw deal to say at that time. So pretty much they were still running at Lincoln, and it was always just tough. I mean, that was the biggest challenge. It wasn't really the tracks. It was just the toughness of the competition. It was still an Achilles heel to the Outlaw guys today. So it's pretty consistent for a long time that Pennsylvania is one of the toughest places to race in the country. And it's even when the Outlaws come in, they kind of dread it. I know I did, and I've heard guys talk about how they know it's going to be a tough weekend, a make-or-break weekend for their season because of their point system and trying to get through the weekend without any problems and making breaks.
And speaking of making or breaking, how long did it take you to really get accustomed to the rigors that are required here in Central Pennsylvania in terms of running on a weekly basis?
Not very long. I mean, actually, when I was racing with the Outlaw guys, we used to run, I think one year I ran 130-some times because I raced the Outlaw thing and then went to Australia and raced down there. I did that for a couple of years. So as far as racing, a lot, it wasn't an issue. You know, we raced, I think, one time in a stretch of 29 days. I think it was 19 times in 29 days. So I was kind of used to running a lot of miles, going up and down the road and racing, too, and working on the car, so there's nothing I wasn't accustomed to. So running around here, you know, we probably race here more than the Outlaw guys race even throughout the season nowadays. But you know, it's just it's something you get used to. The biggest thing getting used to is they don't have qualifying every night, which makes it a little more difficult to get acclimated to as far as handicap system. You just start towards the kind of to back and heat race, you know, 12 in the feature events if you do make it to the heat. So that was the biggest thing that you used to. It really wasn't the tracks or the rigors of running as much as we do around here. It was pretty much the system, understanding the system, how to utilize it for advantage.
We're talking with Greg Hodnett, driver for the Trone Outdoor Motorsports 410 Sprint Car Team. Greg, currently fifth in points at Williams Grove, 13th at Lincoln. You guys got together just after the start of the 2011 calendar year. How has the season gone so far for your team?
Well, we've had a lot of ups and downs, to be honest with you. We haven't run terrible, but we've had a lot of DNFs, a lot of weird things happen that kind of haven't happened in a long time, or never happened at all. So we've actually fallen out of a lot of races. Some we were running decent. Some weren't running very good. So it's been a bit of a struggle. We changed our car configuration this year compared to the last few as far as the suspension. And that's throwing a little bit of kink in our program. Of course, we're back on different motors, which doesn't make it good, bad, or anything like that. It just makes it different. So throwing all of that in the equation has been a little bit of a getting used to, different gearing, different cars, different setups, different shock settings, things like that that we haven't been used to. So with all that being said, along with the new team, it's been going okay. We've had a couple wins. Probably should have had a couple more, but, just keep working at it and do the best we can.
Let's get into talking about Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Weekend. As you mentioned, the time trials is something that is different that they have throughout the season, not all that often here in Central Pennsylvania. Your thoughts on time trials, and would you like to see time trials stay, or what if they were to come up with a way that you would have a pull draw and maybe save a little bit on the car? Would that work in place of time trials for speed weeks?
I don't know. I was talking to Alan Fleischer a week or two ago, and he, of course, he wants the best racing possible for the fans. Of course, we do too, but we also understand that, our owners are few and far between, and we also have to take care of trying to keep the expenses down and putting ourselves in a position to be able to win money to recoup some of their expenses. So it's definitely a catch-22, depending upon who you talk to and what their biases are as far as for what's going to be best for them. So, for me, I like the time trial system. I don't have a problem with it, obviously, because I'm kind of used to doing it a lot, and we seem to qualify pretty decent most of the time, which helps put us in a position to earn money for the car. So, obviously, from my position, time trials are better than starting 12th, I can say that. But, I don't know what the solution is, because somebody is going to feel slighted or taken advantage of, no matter who it is. Somebody's going to have a complaint. And
unfortunately, I don't know that there's a real good answer. I just know that the Speedweek system has been pretty good. Reason being is the fan base is pretty happy with it because they, you know, the one thing I do know is that the Pennsylvania fans really like Speedweek. They enjoy it. They have a good time with it. There's a huge fan following, and I guess my reasoning is why change it if it's growing in popularity and people keep coming. Obviously, something's going right. So why if it's not broke, don't fix it. But you know, the powers that be make those decisions, and we'll just see what they come up with.
The other thing is, what are your thoughts on how the racing has been, good or bad, from your perspective? With the Goodyear tire, now that we're a little over a year into having the Goodyear tires here in central Pennsylvania?
Obviously they're not as good a tire, but they made them that way for a reason, so that it's not as easy to drive. But what seems to have happened is that, we have such parity in some standards by the weight rule, the tire rule, there's all kinds, all kinds of rules. The wings, we all have the same, wings, weight, tires. Our motors are primarily pretty close to the same. So everything is pretty evenly matched, which sounds great as far as we want the competition to be great. That's wonderful that the competition is great and everybody's on an even keel. The only problem is it makes for not a lot of passing and sometimes not very exciting racing. And then the track conditions, I don't think that the track preparation can stay the same for the Hoosier tires as it is for the Goodyear. They're having to do different things because the tire is not getting into the ground and moving it. It's just creating small marbles that lends itself to not, you can't race there, so you have to move somewhere else. Everybody moves to a better part of the racetrack and wears it out, and then it takes rubber and nobody can pass anybody there either. So it's been a tough call. Obviously, I know that Lincoln and Williamsrove here the last few weeks have been trying different things, made the race serving a little bit more challenging and a little better. When you look at the overall experience of the racing, that I'd say at least 80% of the races have been won from the first two rows, and I could be wrong, and I don't know that exact number, but, obviously it makes it to where, hey, it's all about starting positions. So if you're handicapped or you qualify well and start up front, you know, your chances increase dramatically of being able to win races, and, it's just the way it is right now, and that's the only thing that I could say was a detriment to the racing. But we have great fans, and they want to come out and see great races, and it's not for a lack of effort, at least on my part. Anyway, I'm driving my ass off trying to make it happen, so we're just going to do the best we can and hopefully put on good shows, and people come out and keep watching us.
We're talking with Greg Hodnett, a member of the Pennsylvania Posse, who's trying to do something that only Fred Raymer has done, win three consecutive Pennsylvania Speed Weeks here, as that begins on June the 25th at Lincoln Speedway, where currently Greg 13th in the points down there. Let me just touch on the tire deal just for one more second here. And again, from your perspective, out of curiosity, can you tell the fans what is the actual difference that you as a driver feel between the Hoosier tires and the Goodyear tires as to how they actually perform through the course of a race night, regardless of what track you're racing at?
Well, and again, it's a couple of different things. The tire itself is constructed differently, so it's got a stiffer sidewall. There's more rubber there, and the tires weigh probably approximately 4 to 5 pounds more per tire than the Hoosiers do. From my experience, the recovery is not as good. You have to search for moisture, whereas in the Hoosiers, back when we had open Hoosiers, you could pretty much run anywhere in a racetrack. If somebody's running high, you run through the middle. If somebody's running low, you run high. If somebody, it didn't really matter. You could run, if your car was good and you were driving it hard, you could pretty much go anywhere and get by. Well, now, I mean, you pretty much have to find moisture somewhere to make that happen. And then, obviously, one of the biggest differences is different tires take different setups. So everybody's still searching to get the thing screwed into the ground. And that's not that the tires are that much worse, because sometimes it's actually better to be looser anyway, because we got the thing so screwed into the ground, the motors won't run. Well, it's different in that respect too, because now the Hoosier tires grew so dramatically down the straightaway, which is caused by cord angle, that the Goodyears don't. So now your gearing is a little different, not a whole lot, but it's a little different. So that changes your car. Just different little things that it's not anything one particular. The biggest thing is there's just not a lot of forward drive in the tires, especially when it gets slick. So you're trying to produce that forward drive by tightening up, and then you get so tight that it won't sit down on the left. So then you ride around on one tire instead of two in the back, and it's just a different animal. And when things change. It's no different than, I don't know if people remember back in Dale Earnhardt Sr. was actually still, obviously living and racing. And the one year they won a championship, they went to, I think, from bias ply to radial tires. And the next year they looked like a monkey, basically. So what happens is when the tires change, it changes the way the cars are and what you have to do to the cars. And depending on if you're lucky or good or whatever, if you get on a combination that seems to work, you can have a huge advantage. The problem is, consistently, I don't really see that anybody's gotten on that combination, at least around here. So, we just got to keep working at it. And again, in layman's terms, the tire just isn't, it's just not as stuck as the other tire, both side by and going forward, mostly going forward. So when you don't have that, then you start messing with your car and the balance to try to get it. And, sometimes you make it better, sometimes you make it worse. And that's why I think there's so much inconsistency amongst pretty much everybody in our region anyway.
Well, that explains why we see a lot of crew chiefs standing around the car scratching their heads every night trying to figure out what needs to be done to make the car go fast. Greg, as always, we appreciate your time. Final question for you. You talked about luck, consistency, time trials. Is there anything else outside of that you have to, and the team has to, focus on starting Saturday to make it three consecutive championships in the Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Week?
Well, obviously, the biggest thing is consistency and not having any problems. I mean, falling out of a race pretty much will take you out of any contention. I think the one year, I think our worst finish was fourth. And I think that year we didn't even have to show up to the last race and would have still won. The last year, I don't know, we had 1/7 or something like that. But basically, you have to be pretty much in the top five every night. You do that, you give yourself a very good chance of winning the thing. But it's very difficult to do. It's very difficult because there's so many good teams, there's so many good drivers. And that's what makes winning a Speed Week so special, because it is tough. You have to be consistent. You have to have your stuff together. And if you do that and you win, hey, you deserve it. So that's kind of what we're trying to do.
Well, he won the championship in 2002, then again in 2009, and then last year with just one win, picking up the 20th annual Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Week Championship. He'll look to make it three straight this year, and again, only Fred Raymer has done that during the 21 years of its existence. Greg, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck to you and the Trona Outdoor Motorsports team for the rest of the year. We look forward to seeing you guys on the road here during Speed Week in Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me.
Greg Hodnett joining us here on the Sprint Car Report. We'll take a break and be back with more of our show right after this.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa is the only sprint car museum in the world dedicated to promoting the future of sprint car racing and preserving the past. Located in Turn 2 of the world-famous Knoxville Raceway, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, except New Year's Day, Easter, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Non-wing sprint cars, historic big cars, open-wheel roadsters, and wing sprinters are all on display in the museum, which also features a movie theater and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Make plans now to stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum the next time you're in Knoxville, Iowa, or shop our museum store online at www.sprintcarstuff.com. The Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, and from noon to 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays and Sundays.
Back here at the Sprint Car Report, thanks to Greg Hodnett for being our guest on today's show. Great insight as to how the tracks are having to pair themselves differently with the different compounds being put down between the Hoosiers of old and the current Goodyears. Now, the Pennsylvania Sprint Week for 2011 will kick off on Saturday night at Lincoln Speedway. It then heads to Bedford Speedway on Sunday, June the 26th. If needed, there is a rain date of Monday, June 27th for Bedford. If not, it's an open date for the teams, and then things really kick into high gear with the 100th edition of Thunder on the Hill Tuesday, June the 28th at Grandview Speedway. Then on Wednesday, June 29th, the series heads south to Maryland to the Hagerstown Speedway. June 30th, Port Royal hosts their first of two dates this year. July the 1st, it's the Mitch Smith Memorial, $10,000 to win at Williams Grove Speedway. July 2nd, it's Port's second date, and then the series will wrap up July the 3rd at Selwyn's Grove Speedway with a Jan Opperman Memorial that also includes the Super Sportsman for an open-wheel doubleheader. Last year, winners included Mark Smith, Ed Lynch Jr., Tyler Walker, Alan Crimes, Lance DeWeese, Darren Pittman had a pair of wins, and Greg Hodnett had one win. And with that win last year, Hodnett moved into a second-place tie with Lance DeWeese on the all-time career win list for Speed Week with 18. They're still quite a distance behind Fred Raymer, who has 30. And speaking of Raymer, his last Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Week title, that came in 2008. We'll have a lot more for you during Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Weeks, post-race audio interviews with the drivers, along with in-car video, and much, much more all right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. We look forward to seeing all of the great fans out there during Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Weeks. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood. Have yourself a great day, and let's get ready for the best drivers in the world taking on the toughest tracks in the world here in central Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Sprint Car Speed Weeks 2011 kicking off Saturday night at Lincoln Speedway. For all of us here, I'm Sean Wood. So long, everybody. The Sprint Car Report, brought to you by the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. The IZOT IndyCar Series returns to the Magic Mile for MoveThatBlock.com Indy 225 on August the 14th. Tickets starting as low as $35. For more information, log on to NHMS.com or call the ticket office at 603-783-4931, 603-783-4931. And by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, located just outside of Turn 2 at the famed Knoxville Raceway.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.